driving you home every weekday afternoon. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
It's 5:32 now. Good evening to you. Ed Sheeran's close friend and collaborator Ledra Chapman will be returning to Cambridge next Monday. She is playing the Portland Arms. Ledra is on the line now. Hello, Ledra. Good to speak to you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. I'm just wondering, I mentioned the Ed Sheeran thing in the introduction there, and I'm just kind of wondering if it's a help or a hindrance.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, if people like me interview, say, oh, you're friends with Ed Sheeran, you know, and end up talking more about Ed than they do about you.
No, it does get mentioned a lot, but it's going to, you know, because, you know, he's an absolute, you know, superstar now, and rightly so. He's always been a real hard worker, and I have known him for years. I haven't seen him in a long time, but, yeah, we used to be on the London circuit together when we used to play shows together where, you know, there'd be like five people in the room, you know.
Mm.
So,
Well, I'm sure there'll be more than that at the Portland next week. I'm wondering though.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that show.
Yeah, and it's a really good venue as well, because you were in Cambridge not so long ago. Was it the Portland you played last time around?
I was in Cambridge playing Lodestar Festival.
Oh, right, okay.
Last time. And that was end of July. That was really fun, that festival, actually. It was a shame. It was a bit rainy, but it was a really nice crowd.
Yeah,
I was on the main stage there. So it was, I played with my band. It was great fun.
Yeah, you'll find the Portland's pretty good. They refitted the place a couple of years back now, and it's all sort of air conditioned.
It's been refurbished.
Okay, right.
It was a really great gig last time. Actually, I'm excited to go back.
So it's five years now since your first album, Telling Tales, and you're now doing promoting your second album. That's quite a distance, mm-hmm. really, isn't it, between the two?
I think it's actually 4 years, I think. But I've had two releases since then, too. I've released two EPs since then, because I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and I just wanted the second album to be, you know, I wanted it to be just right, and I wanted it to be a progression from the first record. And if you listen to the EPs that I released in between, you can see that there's like quite a steady progression towards it, and I was experimenting a lot with new sounds, and I just wanted it to feel like, you know, the right body of work to release as a second album. And so I'm glad I spent the time to do it, and I'm really excited to get it out there to the world now. I'm already writing my third as well, so I'm actually hoping to have my third album written by the end of the year. Now I'm going to be probably be making the third one next year, which will be exciting.
You're going to pack it all in between the touring, I guess.
Yeah, thinking ahead.
How has your music changed then, would you say, over the last 4 years?
It just feels like a natural progression. Obviously, I wrote the first album. Some of the songs that were on the first album I wrote when I was 15 years old. So I released the first record when I was, like, I think I was 19, 20. And, I had quite a long time to write the second one. So I feel like it's, you know, a natural progression lyrically. I mean, some of the lyrics are obviously they're I've grown up a little bit. I hope people enjoy it and like it as much as they did the first.
What was it daunting, maybe, you know, at a young age, you know, tuning in and finding that, you know, people like Terry Wogan, and, you know, finding yourself on the Radio 2 playlist? Was that sort of, you know, what's happening here?
Yeah, it was a bit, especially the first single off the first record, because it was supposed to be kind of an introductory single for me. It was a very peculiar song. It was in 5/4, and it's a complete brass band, and there's no drums in it until the end of the song. So we thought, you know, for radio, really, it wasn't a perfect song, but Terry Wogan and his producers just absolutely loved it, and they gave it its first play, and then they continued to play it every day on the last few weeks of his breakfast show, which was massive. So yeah, that was pretty surreal at the time, and it did almost overnight. I started building a fan base from that one song. it was quite surreal, but amazing.
That's something of a difference. And then the other thing to pick up on, you know, you mentioned that, you know, you've released a couple of EPs since Telling Tales, and I'm kind of thinking that maybe to a certain extent, maybe the album doesn't doesn't matter so much anymore. You know, you can bring out an EP in relative short order, or perhaps, you know, some people use the term EP. A lot of people download, you know, five or six tracks from an EP as part of a download from iTunes. So I'm wondering if that's still changed the emphasis a little bit.
Well, the whole world of the music industry has changed now just because of our access to it all online. And there are a lot of artists now that are just putting out EPs and they're not doing albums. I'm quite old-fashioned in that way. I do like to have, you know, the goal has been to release a second album and for it to be a body of work of, you know, 10, 12 songs.
Mm.
But, yeah, there is something nice about doing an EP too, because you can... you have more room to experiment a little bit more, and if it's only four tracks, you can put something out there and see how people respond to it, you know, and see what the gravitation is from the fans. So it's nice to do both. I prefer putting an album out because it's, you know, making an album in itself is such a wonderful experience. And no, now I'm putting it out into the world. I'm really looking forward to it.
So tell us a little bit about the album. How long did it actually take to record? Once you actually turned up in the studio and said, "Right, we're starting here," what was the progression after that?
Well, I mean, the finishing. I mean, because three or four of the songs on the album was produced after we wrote them. That was kind of about 4 or 5 months before we actually went in and put a block of time in the studio to finish it all and put them all together as a body of work. So it took a longer time than the first album, but also, you know, I'm always writing and I'm always kind of pushing myself and challenging myself to make sure that collection of songs are going to be the strongest songs possible and that they all complement each other well, because it's not always about having all of the best songs on one album. It all has to flow as a piece of work, and they have to all, like I say, complement each other.
So this is interesting. Despite the fact somebody could come along and listen on iTunes or whatever, other services are available, jumble them all up and ruin the order that you've created, it's still important to you that, you know, they're 1 to 10 or 1 to 12, whatever it is.
Yeah, you'd be surprised actually how much effort I put into making sure the order was perfect.
I mean, it's
kind of stressful, really. And then I think to myself, I don't know why I'm bothering. People are going to get it on their iTunes and click shuffle.
It's quite disappointing.
But, yeah,
we're going to hear a track in a moment or two, All About You. Tell us a little bit about it.
All About You was actually Record of the Week on BBC Radio 2, which came as a massive surprise. So it's one of my favourite songs. It's probably one of the most kind of solid pop tunes I've written. It's very pop and sweet, and it was about someone very special to me, and the lyrics are very personable, which I think is why so many people have written to me and kind of have related to it, which is always amazing to hear.
Okay, well, we'll give that a play in just a moment. But to remind people that it's the November the 3rd, which I make next Monday. I'm sort of working out that Bonfire Night is the Wednesday and then counting backwards. So that's probably about right, isn't it?
There will be no fireworks at my show. Sorry to disappoint any listeners.
No fireworks. Well, they seem to let them off at all times at the moment. There's no waiting for November the 5th in Cambridge, I can assure you. Well, look, enjoy your short journey to Cambridge over the county line. And
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Enjoy the gig. Portland Arms next Monday for Ledra Chapman. And Ledra, thank you very much for speaking to 105 Drive tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.